The Happiness Project, or Why I Spent a Year Trying to Sing in the Morning, Clean My Closets, Fight Right, Read Aristotle, and Generally Have More Fun. By Gretchen Rubin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Happiness Project, or Why I Spent a Year Trying to Sing in the Morning, Clean My Closets, Fight Right, Read Aristotle, and Generally Have More Fun is a book by Gretchen Rubin. In it, she chronicles her journey of self-discovery as she embarks on a year-long project to become happier. She begins by examining what makes people happy and how happiness can be achieved. She then sets out 12 resolutions that she will focus on throughout the year in order to increase her overall happiness level. These include things like, be Gretchen, be true to herself, let go of grudges and resentments, act the way I want to feel, take action instead of waiting for feelings to change, and more. Throughout the course of the year, she documents her progress with each resolution as well as any obstacles or successes along the way. Rubin also looks at various aspects of life such as relationships, work/career satisfaction, health/fitness goals and spirituality in order to determine which areas need improvement in order for her to achieve greater levels of happiness. As part of this process, she interviews experts from different fields who offer advice on how best to approach these topics so that they are conducive towards achieving greater levels of contentment. Additionally, Rubin examines various philosophies from ancient thinkers such as Aristotle and Epicurus who have written extensively about living an ethical life filled with joy. At the end of her journey, Rubin reflects upon all that has been learned over the course of 1 year spent trying new things while striving for personal growth through increased self-awareness and understanding. Through this experience, Rubin discovers that although there is no single formula for achieving lasting happiness, it is possible if we take time out each day for reflection and actively pursue activities which bring us joy. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Pursue happiness. Gretchen Rubin embarks on a year-long journey to become happier by focusing on different areas of her life. She sets out to make small changes that will lead to greater happiness in the long run. Main idea number 2. Make time for friends. Rubin emphasizes the importance of spending quality time with friends and family, as it can bring joy and fulfillment to life. She also encourages readers to reach out to old friends and make new ones. Main idea number 3. Exercise. Rubin encourages readers to make exercise a priority, as it can help to reduce stress and improve overall health. She also suggests finding an activity that is enjoyable and fits into one's lifestyle. Main idea number 4. Simplify. Rubin suggests that simplifying one's life can lead to greater happiness. She encourages readers to declutter their homes and lives, and to focus on what is truly important. Main idea number 5. Be grateful. Rubin emphasizes the importance of gratitude, and encourages readers to take time to appreciate the good things in life. She suggests keeping a gratitude journal and expressing gratitude to others. Main idea number 6. Pursue passion. Rubin encourages readers to pursue their passions and to make time for activities that bring joy and fulfillment. She suggests finding ways to make time for hobbies and interests, even if it means making sacrifices. Main idea number 7. Take care of yourself. Rubin emphasizes the importance of taking care of oneself, both physically and mentally. She suggests making time for self-care, such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and taking breaks. Main idea number 8. Live in the moment. Rubin encourages readers to be mindful and to live in the present moment. She suggests taking time to appreciate the small moments in life and to savor the joys of everyday life. Main idea number 9. Find meaning. Rubin encourages readers to find meaning in their lives, and to focus on activities that bring purpose and fulfillment. She suggests finding ways to make a difference in the world, and to contribute to something larger than oneself. Main idea number 10. Be true to yourself. Rubin emphasizes the importance of being true to oneself, and of living according to one's values. She suggests taking time to reflect on what is important to oneself, and to make decisions that are in line with one's values. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Gretchen Rubin embarked on a year-long journey to pursue happiness. She wanted to make small changes that would lead to greater happiness in the long run, so she focused on different areas of her life. She started by examining how she spent her time and energy, and then set out to create habits that would bring more joy into her life. Gretchen also looked at how she interacted with others, both family and friends, as well as strangers. She worked hard to cultivate relationships that were meaningful and fulfilling. In addition, Gretchen explored ways of finding contentment within herself through activities such as meditation and journaling. Finally, she sought out experiences outside of her comfort zone in order to challenge herself mentally and physically. Through this process of self-discovery, Gretchen was able to identify what truly made her happy, and ultimately find lasting joy. Main idea number 2. Rubin emphasizes the importance of spending quality time with friends and family, as it can bring joy and fulfillment to life. She encourages readers to make time for their friends, whether that means scheduling regular get-togethers or simply taking a few moments out of each day to reach out. Rubin also suggests reaching out to old friends who may have drifted away over the years, as well as making new ones. By investing in relationships with others, we can create meaningful connections that will enrich our lives. In addition to setting aside time for existing friendships, Rubin recommends finding ways to meet new people. This could include joining clubs or organizations related to hobbies or interests, attending events in your community such as concerts or art shows, or even just striking up conversations with strangers at coffee shops. Making an effort to connect with others is a great way not only to build relationships but also learn more about yourself. Main idea number 3. Exercise is an important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project, or Why I Spent a Year Trying to Sing in the Morning, Clean My Closets, Fight Right, Read Aristotle, and Generally Have More Fun, encourages readers to make exercise a priority. She believes that regular physical activity can help reduce stress and improve overall health. Rubin suggests finding an activity that is enjoyable and fits into one's lifestyle. This could include anything from running or swimming to yoga or dancing. It's important to find something you enjoy doing so it doesn't feel like a chore but rather something fun that you look forward to doing each day. In addition to helping with stress relief and improving physical health, exercise can also have positive effects on mental well-being by boosting mood-enhancing hormones such as endorphins. Exercise has been shown to be beneficial for people suffering from depression or anxiety as well. Making time for regular exercise can be difficult when life gets busy, but it's worth prioritizing if possible. Taking even just 30 minutes out of your day for some form of physical activity can make all the difference in terms of feeling better both mentally and physically. Main idea number 4. In her book The Happiness Project, Gretchen Rubin suggests that simplifying one's life can lead to greater happiness. She encourages readers to declutter their homes and lives, and focus on what is truly important. Rubin believes that by removing the excess from our lives, we can create more space for meaningful activities and relationships. She also argues that when we reduce the amount of time spent managing possessions or worrying about trivial matters, it allows us to devote more energy towards pursuing our passions and goals. Rubin provides practical advice on how to simplify one's life, such as setting limits on purchases, organizing belongings into categories, creating routines for daily tasks, and learning how to say no in order to avoid taking on too many commitments. By following these steps, she believes people will be able to free up time for things they enjoy doing while also reducing stress levels. Main idea number 5. Rubin emphasizes the importance of gratitude, and encourages readers to take time to appreciate the good things in life. She suggests keeping a gratitude journal where you can write down all the things that make you feel thankful. This could be anything from your family and friends to small moments throughout your day that bring joy or comfort. Additionally, Ruben recommends expressing gratitude directly to those around you by thanking them for their kindness or support. Gratitude is an important part of living a happy life because it helps us recognize how much we have been given and how fortunate we are. It also allows us to focus on what's positive in our lives instead of dwelling on negative thoughts or experiences. Practicing gratitude can help us cultivate more meaningful relationships with others as well as foster feelings of contentment within ourselves. Main idea number 6. Ruben encourages readers to pursue their passions and make time for activities that bring joy and fulfillment. She suggests finding ways to fit hobbies and interests into our lives, even if it means making sacrifices. For example, Ruben recommends setting aside a certain amount of time each day or week dedicated solely to pursuing your passion. This could mean taking an art class, learning a new language, or simply spending more time with friends who share similar interests. In addition to carving out specific times for these activities, Ruben also advises readers to look for opportunities throughout the day where they can engage in their passions. This might include listening to music while commuting on public transportation or reading during lunch breaks at work. By incorporating small moments of joy into everyday life, we can find greater satisfaction in our daily routines. Main idea number 7. Ruben emphasizes the importance of taking care of oneself, both physically and mentally. She suggests making time for self-care, such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy, exercising regularly, and taking breaks throughout the day to relax and recharge. Additionally, Ruben encourages people to practice mindfulness by being aware of their thoughts and feelings in order to better understand themselves. Finally, she recommends engaging in activities that bring joy or provide a sense of accomplishment. Taking care of yourself is not only important for your physical health but also your mental well-being. It can help reduce stress levels and improve overall happiness. Taking time out for yourself allows you to focus on what matters most, your own well-being, and gives you an opportunity to reflect on how far you've come and where you want to go next. Main idea number 8. Ruben encourages readers to be mindful and to live in the present moment. She suggests taking time to appreciate the small moments in life and to savor the joys of everyday life. This means being aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions as they occur in real time. It also involves recognizing that we can't control everything that happens around us or within us. Instead, we should focus on what is happening right now and accept it for what it is. Living in the moment requires a conscious effort to stay focused on our current experience rather than worrying about past events or future possibilities. We can practice this by engaging fully with whatever activity we are doing at any given time, whether it's eating dinner with friends, going for a walk outside, or simply sitting quietly alone, and paying attention to all of its details without judgment. By living in the moment more often, we can become more connected with ourselves and those around us. We may find that our relationships deepen as we learn how to truly listen without distraction or interruption. Additionally, when we take time out from worrying about tomorrow or regretting yesterday, there is space for greater peace and contentment today. Main idea number 9. Gretchen Rubin encourages readers to find meaning in their lives. She suggests that we should focus on activities that bring purpose and fulfillment, such as making a difference in the world or contributing to something larger than ourselves. We can do this by engaging in meaningful work, volunteering for causes we care about, or simply spending time with people who make us feel connected and valued. Ruben also emphasizes the importance of taking time for self-reflection and introspection. This helps us identify our values and goals so that we can live more intentionally. Additionally, she recommends setting aside time each day to practice gratitude, to appreciate what is already present in our lives, and to savor moments of joy. Ultimately, Ruben believes that finding meaning is essential for living a happy life. By focusing on activities that bring purpose and fulfillment into our lives, we can create an environment where happiness thrives. Main idea number 10. Be true to yourself is a concept that Gretchen Rubin emphasizes in her book, The Happiness Project. She encourages readers to take the time to reflect on what is important and meaningful to them, and then make decisions based on those values. This means being honest with oneself about one's goals and desires, as well as having the courage to stand up for what one believes in. It also involves taking responsibility for one's actions and not allowing external pressures or influences dictate how one should live their life. Rubin suggests that by living according to our own values, we can create more happiness in our lives. We can be proud of ourselves when we stay true to who we are, even if it means going against popular opinion or trends. Being true to oneself also allows us the freedom of self-expression without fear of judgment from others. Ultimately, Rubin argues that being true to oneself is essential for leading a fulfilling life. By understanding our own needs and wants, we can make decisions that will bring us closer towards achieving our goals while still staying aligned with our core beliefs. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.